Hello, my name is Marcela and I am calling from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential. So would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
No problem.
Sure. First of all, are you registered to voting in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or anything else?
Female.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
89.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origins?
White.
White. Okay, thank you. Okay, and what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
2 years in college, criminal justice, for federal agent.
Okay, some college, but no degree, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so for the first question we have, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, or 0 means that you have no power at all, and 10 means that you have a lot of power.
10, that we don't have power, the more we vote, the less they hear and do.
Yeah, so would you rate it from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay, that's okay. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
That's okay, thank you. And now please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel anything at all, which could be neutral. Or if you've never heard of the person, you can let me know that as well. So, first of all, we have JD Events.
No.
Never heard of him?
Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you. That's okay. Next, we have...
I heard about JD Banks, but not JD Banks.
It's JD Events, yes.
No, I was talking about the pastor, JD Banks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, two different ones. Yours is J, mine is T.
Yeah. Next we have the Senator Raphael Warnock.
Don't know. Is he a district commissioner or?
If you're not sure, I can mark it as never heard of. Is that okay?
Never heard it, yeah.
Okay. Next we have Donald Trump. Donald Trump. It's from 0.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
Oh, I love Donald Trump. 10.
10? Okay.
Yes.
Next we have
Kamala
Harris.
Need to bring Donald
Harris.
Trump back.
Yeah. Next we have Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Oh, 5.
Sorry? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
How much would you rate her?
Pronounce the name one more time.
Kamala Harris.
7.
It's 7. Okay, that's okay. Thank you. Next, we have the Democratic Party in general.
0.
0. Thank you. Next, we have the Republican Party in general.
0.
0. Next, we have Joe Biden.
Definitely 0.
Okay. And lastly, for this list, we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
That's okay. Thank you. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party?
I would actually vote for Donald Trump, number one, one and only.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
¿Cuál es el... Republican.
Republican? Okay, thank you. And now I have two statements, and I'm going to read them, and you tell me which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither of them is perfect. So statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And statement B says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life the most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
The first one.
And would you say it's much more important or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. And now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither of them is perfect? This time I have three. So the first one says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the third one says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Which one?
Three.
Three, okay, thank you. And now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The first option is the future of the planet.
Positive.
Thank you. Next, we have the future of the country.
Positive.
And last one is your own future.
Positive.
Okay, thank you. And now, from your most recent voting experiences in November 2022 elections, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same?
The same.
Thank you. And now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections, or if you can also choose none of the above, so the options are, I don't know enough about the candidates, I don't have time to vote, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, I don't like any of the candidates, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, or it is too difficult for me to vote.
The last one.
Okay, thank you. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? The options are all politicians, racist politicians, Republicans, Democrats, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. And now we're almost done. This is the longest question we have, so it says, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, where 0 means that this threat will certainly not happen, 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that the threat is a near certainty to happen. So, yes?
Hello.
Sorry?
The last one.
Okay, I'm going to read, like, the list, and you let me know from 0 to 10 how much you think it, like, what I'm going to read is a threat. So the first one says, having armed vigilantes or guards polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote.
The last one.
0 or 10?
Oh, girl.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Everyday life.
Sorry? From 0 to 10, how much would you consider it a threat?
Zero.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
The last one?
Zero. Okay. Next, we have increasing political violence in response to American elections.
No.
Zero?
Zero.
Okay. Next, we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Nine.
Okay. Next, we have arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
No.
Would you say it's not a threat or it is a threat?
Zero.
Okay. Next, we have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
Correct.
Sorry?
Zero.
Zero, okay. Next, we have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Well, so